This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
See, here's why you saw the extension. You just heard Jerry mention it. 4 years, $130 million. Here's what I love about this. The Jets eliminated a potential future problem by locking up an offensive weapon that you believe in. Now, has Garrett Wilson lived up to the hype? I don't know if I would say that just yet, but there is also circumstance around that, whether it's the poor coaching that he's had to deal with, the poor quarterback play that he's had to deal with. But this should be, at least this is the way that I took it, this is a very positive sign if you're a Jet fan, showing that there is a clue within the organization, number one, and a sense of stability with Aaron Glenn, Muji, to that Garrett Wilson would agree. Now, I know he wants the money, but also, you know, Garrett Wilson at times has looked like he's frustrated. I don't want to say an unhappy camper. I think that would be a little too strong. But you could see that he's been frustrated in his couple of years with the Jets, his 3 years with the Jets. A couple of times throughout those 3 years, he's been frustrated. And the fact that he would now be locked up and commit to this organization is a great thing. And it's something that now you don't have to worry about. And next would be Sauce. And if I'm the Jets, I would be a little less or a little more hesitant, maybe is the better way to put it, a little more hesitant to extend Sauce Gardner. I think Garrett Wilson, while I know the cornerback at that level is more rare than the wide receiver at that level, I trust Garrett Wilson is going to exceed this contract. Like, that's the one knock. Maybe you say, geez, overpaid, you know, 30 whatever million a year for the next 4 years. His production so far has not warranted that, but the Jets are paying him based on what they think he's going to do for this team moving forward. And I think it's a safe bet. I think he's going to exceed that contract and the expectations of the contract. His best days are still ahead of him, especially with a solid foundation in place where you hope that the Jets are going to do this the right way. They can talk it, but they got to go out there and do it. Run behind that offensive line. You build an offensive line, you run, and then you make plays in the air off of that. Now, hard to do that with a quarterback who's not known for throwing the football. I know we've been down this road before with guys in this town. Hey, he's a quarterback. Well, what's his weakness? Well, throwing the football. But at least Justin Fields has a rapport with Garrett Wilson back to the Ohio State days. I think you're going to see his best season yet, and who knows what's going to come after that as far as the quarterback situation goes, but I would only expect Garrett Wilson to get better. I'm not so sure that I would expect the same from Sauce Gardner. I like Sauce. He's been disappointing. He, to me, has not been. I know he thinks he's the best cornerback in the game. He has not been that. And Aaron Glenn, I guess the best way to say it is, I would trust Aaron Glenn to evaluate that more than me. The difference is I've watched Sauce so far. I'm sure Glenn went back and watched all the tape, but now he's going to get to learn about Sauce Gardner up close and personal here, where, you know, he's going to be his coach. I'm sure he already is doing that, but training camp opens and in season, are they going to come to an agreement before then? If I'm Glenn and the Jets, I would wait this one out. I don't think there's an urgency to do it the way that there were, you know, the way that there was with Garrett Wilson. But either way, this is a great thing for the Jets organization. You get a franchise offensive player that they drafted. You lock him up. How many years are we going to go down the road of, whether it's Darrell Revis or Jamal Adams. Now, I know these are defensive guys, but that's usually who the Jets take in the first round. How many years are you going to go down that road? Or the guys that they select in the first round eventually want to leave and take more money and get the hell out of town and go elsewhere, don't want to be a Jet? Garrett Wilson wants to be here. They locked him up. He's going to be here, and I think his best days are yet to come. And it's just one problem that you don't have to worry about. You have your top wide receiver. Locked and loaded, that's it. The Jets are building, quietly building, a nice little foundation. The biggest part of this is going to be the execution. Will they go out there and play tough and play hard and play consistent and win games? All of it so far in the offseason seems to be well done. Cleaning out some of the problems that they viewed in the organization, changing the culture. This is a positive culture move. Keeping a guy you drafted, a guy that looked unhappy at times, committing to him, getting him to buy in, you believing in him, and eliminating a potential future problem or talking point that could create negative surroundings. Good for the New York Jets. Now they have to go out there and produce on the field. Garrett Wilson got to be a top producer, top receiver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Fever produced big numbers. He's got a couple thousand-yard seasons the last 2 years. I expect more than that. Like, we've talked about the comparison to Malik Nabers. I think Nabers, in a short period, has shown more superstar flashes than Garrett Wilson has. Doesn't mean it's a bad signing. It doesn't mean that Garrett Wilson can't get to that level. But remember, there was the thought that Garrett Wilson was going to be the top receiver in the league, especially once he got Aaron Rodgers. That's what type of talent we're talking about. So if he produces to that level, then maybe we could be talking about this would be an underpay. The Jets got him at a value. I think we'll get there eventually, but this is the nice first step, a sound, solid move by the Jets organization, eliminating a potential problem. And now the clock is ticking as far as it goes with Sauce Gardner. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Speaking of those Mets, no Soto, no Sal. I'm boycotting the All-Star Game. That has been the talking point so far. All-Star Game tonight, a lot of appealing things about it, specifically going back to the uniforms. You got, you know, the old uniforms where each player is going to wear their team's jersey. What a thought. I mean, how creative Major League Baseball is. Let the guys, you know, let the Yankees wear the Yankees jerseys. Let the Mets wear the Mets jerseys. A lot of New York ties, whether it's Aaron Boone managing the game, obviously Judge and his star power, Lindor and Alonso and some others. The challenge system as far as the balls and strikes go going to be in play tonight. A lot of appealing things. It's a shame baseball turned me off because of the idiocy to not have one of the game's biggest stars who earned his way there, Juan Soto, in the game. Kevin is calling from Westchester. What's up, Kev?
Hey, how you doing, Sal? Big fan of the show.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Couple things. Yankees third base, maybe the kid Hayes from Pittsburgh. I know he's got some pedigree with his dad, played with the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And the All-Star game, maybe the reigning MVPs do the draft and pick the players.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I mean, that would have been the case with Ohtani and Judge. I'm fine with that. But if you... I don't know if I would have them pick the whole roster, though, Kev. That's the thing, because then you could get some biased nature there, and thank you for the call. And that might be in part why baseball got away from, because I thought it was the managers used to choose the reserves. But then you would have, you know, let's say the year that the Mets made the World Series in 2000 and 2001, Bobby Valentine's going to overdo it with the Mets. And maybe Booney would have taken a little bit more Yankee. You know, who knows? Maybe Bellinger would have made the All-Star team if Boone has his say. I'm not sure I like the idea of having the MVPs choose all the All-Stars. You don't want that to come down to one or two individuals. I would be okay with those guys picking their teams from the pool of All-Stars. There's got to be a better voting way here. I mean, they just can't, like, can they come down to, can they get like an All-Star committee the way that they have in college football, playoff committee? And even then, like, nobody's ever going to be fully happy. There's still going to be bubble guys or snubs, whatever it may be. But it would be better than the players. The players don't know what the hell they're talking about. And there's some biasness there anyway. Same things with the fans. Like, the fans, it's fun to think about. Well, you get the fans invited, you know, the fans in there, and they put their vote in there. But, like, really, should the fans be voting on the All-Star game? Because it's a popularity contest. Shouldn't be that way. I don't know the exact percentages of how it's broken down. I don't think it's 100% of the fan voting. I could be wrong about that, but I think it's a combination of a couple of different things. Just come up with an All-Star selection committee. It shouldn't be that hard. Good God. Maybe a couple Hall of Fame writers or something in there. Come on. Jason is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Sal. How's it going? Enjoying the show. A point about the All-Star, but a quick trivia question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When Tony's mother dies, Silvio is annoyed that he has to miss something for the wake. What is that something? You've recently talked about this topic, like, in the last 5 minutes.
I talked about the topic in the last 5 minutes?
Kind of, yeah.
Was it a football game? It was some kind of sporting event that he was betting on or taking bets on,
right? Dalakata, very sharp. That's correct.
Yeah, well, you kind of let me there.
Home game.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I didn't know specifically it was Jets home opener. I remember him being something with the books where he was annoyed that he had to miss a sporting event. But there you go. Okay, Jason. Yeah. I like the Sopranos trivia.
So the All-Star weekend, you know, you could maybe argue, Soto, it's too June heavy. My problem with it, Sal, is the All-Star game is for the health and the welfare of the overall sport. Nobody cares about Howard Fantasy in the All-Star game. We want sex appeal box office. That's why this is dumb. Because, and I know he's only going to play 3 innings or whatever he'll get, and at bat maybe 2. But just to, like, your caller called up about watching the home run derby with his kid. His kid's like, where's Judge? Where's Otani? Where are the big guns? It's the same thing. I'm sorry, not to be snobby, but these lesser players from the smaller market teams don't resonate. People know Soto. My wife knows Soto. She doesn't know Cody Bellinger. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's moronic. Appreciate it, Sal.
Thank you, Jason. Good call. We appreciate you checking in. Juan Soto is one of the games. Like, this is one of the easier. There is no argument. I was going to say it's one of the easier arguments that you can make or that I've had to make here. It's not even an argument. There is no other side to it. Think of how dumb. Like, baseball had it on a platter for them. The hard part for Major League Baseball would have been if Juan Soto was hitting 230 with 12 home runs and an OPS of 750, the challenge would have been, and this would be me if I'm in the Major League Baseball office, and they'd be better off for that. But the challenge would have been, hey, guys, we got an issue here. Oh, what's that, boss? Well, one of our biggest stars, obviously Soto, he's hitting 230, he's got 12 homers and an OPS under 800. How are we going to get him into the All-Star game? That would have been the problem. Figuring out how to get a mega star into the All-Star game to enhance your product, who maybe didn't have a first half up to his standards. That would have been the problem. The easy thing for baseball is that, hey, here are Soto's numbers. They're better than everybody else's, or almost everybody else's, especially for the outfielders, go, let's get him in the game. And they screwed up the easy part. He is a superstar. He's got the largest contract in the history of sports. He plays in the biggest market. He's a major draw. He's won a World Series with the Nationals. He was in a World Series with the Yankees a year ago. Signed the mega deal in the offseason to come to the Mets. Like, there's a lot of sex appeal with that, to use your words. How can he's a major draw? You don't want to see Soto in the first inning against Skubal? Come on, man. What are we doing here? Baseball had a layup. They had a layup and they threw it off the backboard. You know, an errand throw off the backboard, not laid it up in off the backboard, just to be specific. Mark is in Monmouth County. What's up, Mark?
Sal, thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Mark? Thanks for making it.
Not much. Couple things. First off, I'm not a Jet fan or anything like that, but, like, yeah, I'm watching, like, quarterback season two right now before I get to my second point with the Yankees. You know, watching, like, the season two with Goff and Burrow and Cousins. You know, the Lions the first year won, didn't win their first game to week 13. So Aaron Glenn knows how to build a franchise. So I think he has a pretty good idea. And locking up Garrett Wilson, who's your best offensive weapon early on, I think is a smart first move for the Jets. I really like it. And Justin Fields is almost similar a little bit to Goff. Obviously, Goff got to a Super Bowl, but I think, you know, Fields is one of those guys who got off to a pretty good start last year, got kind of thrown to the side when Russell Wilson came in. He's going to have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. I would not doubt that Justin Fields maybe does have his best year possibly as a pro this year.
I like Justin Fields a lot, and I'll be rooting for him. I think he's a good dude. I liked watching him with the Bears, especially his rookie season. My issue is I do not think he throws the football well. So I'm not saying he can't put up some numbers with Garrett Wilson there. The Jets are going to be a primary running team, which is right, and it should lead them to winning some games. I don't think Fields is going to – like, Goff to me is a – pocket passing quarterback who could read the field the right way and make the throws. Yeah, he had a bunch of interceptions, all that stuff. I don't think you'll ever see Fields develop that way. And I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think Fields is as good of a thrower as Jared Goff was, just to use that comparison.
Two totally different quarterbacks. Agree.
Yeah,
Thanks for letting me get to my first point. My second point is, as a Yankee fan, and I'm not saying that this is going to end or anything like that, and I mean, listen, I understand Aaron Judge, and I understand how good of a player he is, but, like, what Cal Raleigh is doing from a catcher's position, like, if I was, even as, and I'm a Yankee fan, I'm not the biggest, hugest Aaron Judge fan, but obviously, you know, I do respect what he does, but Cal Raleigh for the first half is the MVP. Now, do I think he's going to hold this up? I mean, if he ends up getting the 60 home runs, I mean, that would be unbelievable from the catcher position, but I see personally Judge is going to stay more consistent. He's been here before, and that's having the experience of being the player that Judge is. I mean, if Raleigh keeps up this pace, and I mean, obviously winning the home run derby was pretty cool last night for him. I mean, a switch hitting catcher that's got 38 home runs and 82 RBIs at the break, it's just unbelievable. But I do see, I mean, if I was doing a first half award, I mean, there's obviously two halves to a season. I would give Raleigh the slight edge over Judge, but I see Judge winning the MVP and ultimately just surpassing Raleigh.
I think it's a great point, Mark, and thank you for the call. We haven't gotten into the MVP conversation. I mean, usually that's not my thing. BT and I could have a fun conversation about it, sure, but, like, the individual awards, I don't know, the Triple Crown chase, the home run record chase, those will be fun things to watch with Judge here. But I think you bring up an excellent point. What Cal Raleigh is doing is unheard of. Like, Judge has done a lot of things that are unheard of and just otherworldly to the level that I've called him the best baseball player that I've ever seen. That's how dominant and great he's been. But Cal Raleigh, who's always been a good player, I feel like people are just like, oh, who the hell is this guy? I remember watching him years ago thinking, man, this guy's got some pop for a catcher. You wish you had that because it's such a rarity to find a catcher that would produce the way that Cal Raleigh has. But this is otherworldly. I don't think he'll ever do this again in his career. I don't know how the hell, like, again, good player, so I'm not trying to minimize him, but 38 home runs at the All-Star break for a catcher? Unheard of. That is unheard of. I mean, hard to argue against that. Wouldn't it matter, at least it would to me, if I'm voting on the MVP, most valuable player, wouldn't it matter where your team finishes? Judge could be the best player and maybe the most impactful player, depending on how the numbers finish out, you know, hitting 350 or whatever, almost 100 points higher than Cal Raleigh. But if the Mariners win the division and the Yankees don't, wouldn't that favor Cal Raleigh? Just pulling up some of the numbers here. Yeah, Raleigh's a guy that it got overlooked because he's doing it on a Mariners team that never makes the postseason and they're not known for offense, right? They've been known for pitching. But in 2022, he had 27 homers. In 2023, he hit 30 homers. Like, that is, for a catcher, that's a big deal. 27 homers, 30 homers. And then last year, he had 34 home runs. He had 34 homers and 100 ribbies. Like, those are, dude, those are big years. Raleigh's just, I mean, this is what, fifth year in the big leagues. He's kind of just getting started here. We could be talking about a future Hall of Famer here with Cal Raleigh. And he's just being on the map this year for most people because he's got 38 at the break. Man, that's what I mean. This is wild, right? Here's a guy who was a proven power hitter for the last three seasons. 27 homers, 30, 34. For a catcher, and really for anybody, but especially for a catcher, that is monster. And yet, he is now outdone that production by the All-Star break this year. Something does not add up. It's not trying to minimize Cal Raleigh, but how do you go from a 30 home run guy to having now 38 at the All-Star break? That is just, it's unbelievable. Is it the balls? Is it something like, seriously, something's got to be up there. It doesn't make sense. At least with Judge, there's consistency. He built himself up. This is what he does every single year. Is this what Raleigh's going to be? He's going to be a 50, 60 home run guy as a catcher? Dude, if he hits 60 home runs as a catcher and the Mariners win the division, he's the MVP. I'll take it a step further. If he hits 50 home runs and the Mariners win the division, he's the MVP, regardless of what Judge does. Judge can win the Triple Crown. For a catcher to hit 50 home runs, and if their team wins the division, I'm not trying to minimize Judge. Judge is the best player, but good God. I mean, that is really unheard of what Cal Raleigh is doing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.